I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are the home of the Minnesota Timberwolves. We all realize right now, due to COVID-19, sports are not taking place in the majority, although slowly but surely, we are seeing more take place. A lot of plans behind the scenes are being discussed in many of these sports, plenty of reporting on it, including with the NBA. The president of basketball operations, Gerson Rosas, joins us right now. He's on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Gerson, thank you so much for coming on. I want you to react to the reporting from a couple days ago. NBA teams are expecting the league office will issue guidelines around June 1st, which will allow franchises to start recalling players who've left their markets as a first step towards a formal ramp-up for the season's resumption. Are you in agreement? Do you think by the time we get to about 10 days from now, if not sooner, we will have official guidelines as opposed to the constant back and forth of negotiations which have been taking place for an extended period of time?
Hey, Chad, First things first, appreciate you having me on. And
absolutely.
You know, we talked about it last week. There has been positive traction. And, you know, I think this is the result of it. I am pretty confident that here in the next week to 10 days, we'll have more information in terms of what our protocol is going to be moving forward. And a lot of it has not been as much negotiation as it has been just everybody working together to make sure that the environment, the protocol, the processes are as safe as possible. And the league has done an outstanding job with our doctors throughout the country to make sure that as guys come into facilities, this week was a step forward for us in opening our facilities to our guys in market. But I think, you know, after almost 3 months of diligence and trying to understand where we're at and where we're moving forward, I think there's more traction. And, you know, we've been on a ton of calls, a ton of meetings this week. There's a lot of diligence, checking off all the different options. There's some frameworks for some positive movements, but like anything, we have to make sure that all the math is done and players and staff are put in positions to be safe and healthy as much as they can be. So I don't think it's done, but I do think there's a lot more structure and body to it than where we were at, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. And a lot of people working hard to make it possible, and hopefully we can continue to have steps in the right direction.
We understand that daily we could see a change with COVID-19. We want those changes to be positive, but we know we still have a lot of uncertainty. But if we continue at this pace, would it be fair to say you will be surprised if your team isn't playing basketball at some point in the next couple months?
I think it's fair in a lot of regards, but I still think it's a 50-50 conversation. I do think, you know, we're getting closer to a target date of when basketball is being played. I think the league is being very diligent in what that looks like, where that's going to be at, how is the structure, what teams. So that part of the process still has to be determined. But health-wise, I think the antibody test that we did with Mayo was a big step forward, just to give us an education and understanding where our players and our staff is at. Testing is going to be critical, not only for us, but for the general population. And we all have to be very respectful and cognizant of that. I think life comes before sports. So I think that process has slowed some things down, and that you want to make sure the communities and the people that need it most have tests available. And when we get to a level where there's enough testing, I think that'll support a lot of the progress of sports, professional sports moving forward. But we want to be good citizens. We want to be respectful, and we want to be diligent. But I do think the more that we have those pillars in place, and you're right, Chad, like, this is something that we're learning about every day. By no means is this a controlled situation. I think we're a little bit more confident in terms of what's happening, and we can create a structure for guys to be safe and healthy as they be. But there's always risks that are involved. And I think that's what the league is digesting right now, in terms of we're a little bit more educated than we were 2-3 months ago. We're putting a framework in place to be able to compete. Now it's when did this happen? When can we do this? Where can we do it? And who's involved? And that's the process that we're going to go through probably here in the next week to 2 weeks.
Tell us more about what has been taking place, because this week voluntary workouts began at Target Center. About how many guys so far? And when we're talking about next week, do you think the numbers will increase noticeably?
Yeah, so we actually were abiding and communicating with our state representatives every step of the way, and there's league standards that we have to meet. Throughout this whole period, we've had about half of our team here in Minnesota. Some guys travel in, travel out, go home, check on their families, and come back. There's a challenge in that. We currently had a handful of guys who were in town and were eligible to work out this week. That means that they've been here for longer than 2 weeks. There was no need for quarantine. They were able to walk into our facility, and we had that happen this week. We've got another wave of players that are coming back into the market or have been in the market less than 2 weeks, and they have to go through a quarantine process in order for them to be declared safe and healthy to enter the facility. And that's according to state guidelines. That's according to NBA guidelines. So that process is going to slow down a little bit of the player entry into the facility. But like anything, you know, we want to be diligent. We want to be safe and thorough. And guys are very interested. Guys are on their way into the market, or guys that have been in the market are anxiously waiting for the green light so they can get into the facility. We've done a lot of individual work at this stage, just assessment of where they're at, how they're doing physically. And more than anything is just getting them in basketball activity so they can get their mind off of things. And it's been great.
I just got to jump in, Carson. We're up against a heartbreak, and I got to take it. Thank you so much for the information.
My pleasure.
And I look forward to talking next week, sir.
Thanks, Chet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.